The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In our series of treasures, let's start the second letter sent by Saint John, and it's only one chapter. If you remember the first book of Saint John, the first letter, it was about two main ideas: believe in Christ, the Son of God, and love everyone. So the whole story about faith and love. In the second book of John, the second letter, he will focus about beware of the false teaching. So again, you know, continuation of the same line given by Saint John in his gospel, in his letter, and even in his book of Revelation. The elder, to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth. The elder is Saint John, because we believe that he wrote this letter in the late 90s of the first century, so he was an old man. And he was the only apostle of the 12 apostles living till this minute. All of them were martyred around the year 70 after Christ. The elder to the elect lady. The elect lady may be one of his daughters in spiritual services, and some of the forefathers believe that he's speaking to the church, saying the elect lady, because the chosen people of God in Christian point of view is kind of the bride to the groom. So he considered the church as the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth. So being a father of the church, the patriarch of the whole church in the first century, he is mentioning his love to all his children. I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth. For those who believe in Christ, they all love each other. So these children are beloved by all members of this church. Because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. So again, if you remember the first letter of Saint John, the word truth is always in his speech, because he is the one who witnessed to the truth. The truth simply is Christ is the Son of God. He came at the light. For this word, he came to save us. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. The common greetings given by the Apostle Saint John to the church children: grace, mercy, and peace. So all gifts from heaven, from God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. So you can never be gifted with peace without the truth, without love. You can never be gifted with the grace of God without love, without true faith. So all gifts given in the truth, which is faith, and in love, which is the life of all children of the church. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, as we received commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning. So he is mentioning that he was very happy, rejoiced, because, you know, he knew that all children of the church, all children of this lady, maybe, were walking in truth. So they are practicing Christian love. They are pure in heart, pure in behavior. They pray to God and they preach the word of God. So, I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. So the new commandment is the same like the old commandment, is to keep the love to everyone, is to stay in loving attitude to all people, is to practice God's love, is to get this love through praying and, you know, pour this love on people in service. We love one another. This is love, that we walk according to His commandments. So love is perfected, is completed when we focus on Christ's commandments. All His commandments work in love attitude. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Again, the same story was, you know, it was the same like in the first letter of St. John, that deceivers came in the world to deceive people, just to let them not to believe in Christ as God. Many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. So for anyone who did not accept God the incarnate, who did not accept because of his logic, of his mind, of his pride, that God came to save man, he is not Christian. This is the deceiver and antichrist. Look to yourself, that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. As if he's saying, stay strong in your faith. Don't follow these false teachings. Don't be deceived by anyone. Just continue your faith. You believed in Christ and you should continue believing in Him as the real God incarnate. So, this is the deceiver and antichrist. Look to yourself that we do not lose those things. You will lose everything if you quit the way of the Orthodox faith. If you quit knowing God, knowing Christ as the Son of God. If you follow these deceivers, you will lose everything you had done before. But we may receive a full reward. A full reward will be given to anyone who had this faith, Orthodox one, and also he had such an Orthodox life, living always in love. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. So it's not only about being morally good and having love to many people, but you have to have a sane doctrine, a straight one, Orthodox faith. Whoever transgresses does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. You will not have God if you are not following Christ as the real God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. You can never call God the Father without declaring that His Son Christ Jesus is the real God, true God of true God. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Somebody may be astonished because St. John spoke many, many times about love. And to love people is to accept them, respect them. But in this verse he's saying, anyone come to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him. So loving people does not mean to accept their teaching, to follow their deception. You have to have your faith. And you may respect everyone, but you have to stay away from those antichrist people who is pushing you in a fake, in a false teaching. So he's saying, do not receive him into your house. So this kind of sharing life together, intimate relationships are not accepted for Christians because this will affect their doctrine. They will take them away from the real way to heaven. Do not receive them into your house, nor greet him, because they are devil's people. they are Antichrist. They want to take all people with them to Hades. So you have to be wise. Yes, you have to be simple, humble, meek, like dove, but still you have to understand the way of snakes, to be wise, to avoid their ways. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. So even greeting may be partially sharing his deeds. And what is his deed? It's simply the deed of devil, because the devil wants everyone to ignore the real divine nature of the Lord and to follow devil's teaching. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink. But I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. You know, it's a very short letter. It's one chapter and also a little, a small one. But again, he's saying that I wish to come to you, to see you. So he is like a real father. And this, you know, proved that the fatherhood of the apostles were there. The fatherhood of the church leaders. We do not call leaders, but priests, bishops, patriarch. So this priesthood was very much simple and clear in this letter. He's saying, my children, and he's telling them, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you, amen. So, elect sister may be another lady who is serving with St. John, but many forefathers consider that the church somewhere else, because he is, you know, kind of leading all the churches in the first century. So, if you are following with us the book of John, the first letter, and the book of John, the second letter, you can see the line of St. John. The St. John was busy in the last years of the first century to prove that Christ was there, God incarnate. He came to our land. He is the true God of true God. He came to save us. He is the only light, true light of this world. And also, if you believe in him, you will be just like him. So you will live your life in love. So you cannot say many differences between the first and the second letter. Maybe the second one is a bit short, but it's still the same way. He focuses upon the children of the church, and he is happy that these children are following the truth. As he mentioned before, I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, as we received commandment from the Father. Now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment, but that which we have had from the beginning. So he is repeating. And that's one of the characteristics of St. John. He is repeating many of the words, of the meanings, because he can see clearly that the way to heaven is simply two words, to believe in an orthodox doctrine, to believe in Christ as God incarnate, and he came to save us, and also to live the life of love. And you cannot, you know, just delete one of these two or ignore any of them. You have to believe and you have to live in love. And then you can hope in eternity because you believe in Christ and you are having this love life. But we have to beware always, because deceivers come always, not only in the age of the first century when there was the great St. John, but in all ages we can see these deceivers, the heretics, who penetrate the church, who were and are trying all the time to take the people away from the truth. So please, stand strong in your faith, follow the teaching of the church, follow the teaching of the forefathers, try to understand the orthodox doctrine, and you know, when you study the teachings of the fathers of the church, you can discern easily what's wrong and what's right in the teaching of anyone. And you can have this open eye to choose where to go and what to do. Again, if you can follow the words of St. John, you can see that the love attitude is very important. We should evaluate our life on this word. Are we really love people? Do we pray for them? Do we care for their needs? Do we think of their benefit? Can we just deny ourselves for their sake? Do we imitate Christ in loving everyone? Do we have these virtues of long-suffering, of endurance, of humility, of meekness, gentleness? Because all these are like daughters of love. When we love people, we can be just holy people. And if we love people, people can see the real truth in us. Love is the key for preaching the word of God. Through love, people can see the light of God in our hearts. And may His love, grace, peace be with all of you. Glory to God. Amen.